This is actually a huge week in Congress, back from its holiday break. Hillary Rodham Clinton will testify before the Special House Committee on Benghazi. That's a committee fighting to save its legitimacy. And they fast are facing a deadline to raise the debt ceiling, all while Republicans still have no idea who the next Speaker of the House is going to be. Is it going to be you, Todd Zwillich?
John, at this stage, you know, the answer to that question, even though I know you're joking, is almost as good as any other because, you know, they don't have any idea who the next speaker is going to be. I know with stories like this, you're used to saying, well, you know, things behind the scenes, or they know a lot more than we know on the outside, and we kind of find out when they decide to tell us or leak it. That's not the case with the speaker's race, John. Paul Ryan, if Paul Ryan runs, he could probably get 218 votes to be the next speaker. But nobody, really nobody, except maybe Paul Ryan himself and I'm sure his wife, know if he's going to run for speaker. They say, people say who've talked to him, that it's about a 50-50 chance at this point. What does that tell you? Not much. And if Paul Ryan doesn't run, it's mayhem. There are half a dozen, maybe eight, maybe 10 House Republicans who are interested in running for Speaker of the House. And then you look at Paul Ryan himself. Will he run or won't he? If he's listening to conservative radio and reading conservative media, he might get scared away. And a lot of conservatives on the airways, John, are busy trying to scare Paul Ryan away from saying yes. Listen to Laura Ingraham, conservative talk show host, just a couple of days ago, talking to her listeners about how Paul Ryan has agreed with the president.
Paul Ryan being chosen as speaker would be seen as a thumb in the eye of most grassroots conservatives. He just delivered Obama his singular accomplishment of the year, which was trade promotion authority, paving the way ultimately for probably a successful vote on the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
But I don't understand. Laura Ingraham wants somebody to be speaker who represents a tiny fringe of the Republican caucus in the House? I mean, isn't the speaker supposed to represent the majority?
Well, the speaker represents a majority of his or her own party. And this is the part of the fundamental problem that's confronting Republicans right now, John. You say it's a tiny fraction or a tiny faction. This tiny faction says they've been frustrated by Boehner speakership over the years, deals with Obama, deals with Harry Reid, even deals with Nancy Pelosi at certain times. They were successful in showing John Boehner the door. They were successful in preventing Kevin McCarthy from walking through the door to be speaker. And they say they're done making compromises. They say they want somebody to be House Speaker who's going to reform the way the House operates, who's not going to be somebody who's willing to make deals with President Obama, who's going to give the grassroots of the Republican conservatives in the House more power through the rules. So no, a lot of them are not satisfied with kind of a governing deal maker. That's how they envision Paul Ryan to be.
So what is the impact that all this is going to have on the Benghazi hearings, the deadline to raise the debt ceiling, and any of these other precipices that we are facing?
Well, first on the debt ceiling, let's deal with that, because the connection is very, very clear between the mayhem of the speaker's race and the debt ceiling. The debt ceiling expires November 3rd. That's 10 legislative days from now. And this is a very, very serious piece of legislating that has to get done. The United States cannot service its debt and pay its obligations unless that debt ceiling is raised. Now, conservatives, as you can imagine, you've heard this before, want major concessions on spending cuts to raise that debt ceiling. President Obama says, I'm not negotiating. I'm not letting you take hostages on the debt ceiling. This all goes back now to Speaker John Boehner, the guy who wants to get out the door, the guy who wants to be in Florida at his condo golfing on October 30th. He doesn't want to stay around. John Boehner has made it clear that if there's no agreement to raise the debt ceiling, he's willing to put a clean debt ceiling increase on the House floor. That's exactly what Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama and Harry Reid want. That would make conservatives crazy if he did that, but it would pass because a handful of Republicans would vote for it, and so would almost all the Democrats. If John Boehner does that, it's only because he's going out the door and he says he wants to, you know, clean up the barn and leave Republicans with a neater barn before he goes. But it's unclear what he's going to do if there's no deal, John.
Two words on Benghazi.
Well, the words on Benghazi are basically that Republicans are trying to salvage the credibility of this committee. Now, Trey Gowdy, who's the chairman of that committee, expressed his frustration over the weekend. He said that this is basically the worst time of his life. Hillary Clinton comes to testify on Thursday in front of that committee. Meanwhile, more and more leaks coming out of that committee. members, Republican members, going on television and radio saying they believe the whole thing is political, designed to discredit Hillary Clinton. And now fights over emails coming out of that committee, leaked from the committee, showing that Hillary Clinton had actually forwarded classified information, outing a CIA operative. Now the CIA is telling Democrats, John, that name wasn't classified at all. So Democrats are now attacking Gowdy's credibility on that. And this hearing on Thursday is as much about Hillary Clinton and her future as the Democratic nominee, potential nominee, as it is about the credibility of this entire operation, this more than year-long investigation in the special committee on Benghazi.
Great stuff. Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
You got it, John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.